That's my cue. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of the Weekend Gardener. It's hard to believe we've already been through an hour. We always say that. Things move right along on this show because we're having a good time. And it feels good to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
No pressure.
True that.
Even though I'm this should be a lot of pressure. I mean, radio.
Oh.
A lot of people are listening. I think
it should
they
be.
They tell me that a lot of people are listening.
You're cool as a cucumber, Mike.
No. The essence of cool is right across the way from me here, Brother Rufus.
Just because of my pink glasses.
No, it's not that. You're a cool guy.
He is a cool guy.
So Nelson Cox is here, former owner of the Garden Hut, and she still works out there when she wants to. Which is kind of a nice thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When they let you.
Yeah, it's fun to talk plants. I love it. Just, you know.
I know you're visiting garden centers on your time off.
I know, in gardens. I have a lot to catch up on.
Well, that's great. About, like Nelson going back there, I've tried to picture myself, say, going back to the Attorney General's office and becoming one of the attorneys. That'd be sort of hard to do because I'd be scared to death.
Well, I mean, would you have to refresh yourself on
very much
of the law?
Yes.
And there's so many plants coming out so quickly that it's hard to keep up. But
yeah, once I leave here, I'm gone. It's the kind of business where you have to, if I wanted to do news, well, I'd have to do news all over the place whenever they wanted me to do news, and I don't want to do that. I got to have a set schedule.
I'm going to a plant show in August.
So I'm not going to do it.
The JOCO show.
Okay.
Best show in the world. JOCO. That's Johnson County, but they're...
Oh, when is that?
It's in August out at the fairgrounds.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
Well, I hope it'll be a cool August day.
Well, it's in the... is it in the Jim Graham building? I can't remember which building it's in.
Let me go to Carl. Carl's saying, would y'all shut up and go to me, please? I've been sitting here waiting. Carl and Apex. Thank you, Carl.
I have a big box of pistachio nut shells that seem to be multiplying. And I'm thinking, good idea, bad idea, put those in the garden and you know, work them in the soil and as well as, you know, the compost pile. What about that?
Can't hurt. I mean, no. I wouldn't think.
That's some expensive mulch. Compost, though. But why did you buy all those pistachios, Carl? Or did somebody give them to you?
Well, they come in a shell, in a, you know, a sack, you know, salted, and then you put it in the mouth and suck the salt off, and your
So you've eaten all you want to eat.
No, there's still more going. It's still growing. Yeah. I got a big box that I seems like they ought to fit in the garden if they don't draw extra bugs or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get mine, Carl, already shelled. I'm lazy. Well,
you're missing the fun. Your tongue gets a chance to get in there and
that's kind of like shelling butter beans or something.
Eating peanuts. Now, I love to eat peanuts in the shell.
Yeah, I always go by North Raleigh Lions Club at the State Fair and get... Absolutely. Bags of peanuts from down east. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was hoping there was a big enthusiasm for putting it in the garden.
Well, Nelson said it couldn't hurt.
Yeah, it can't hurt.
It's not going to, yeah.
Probably take it a bit to break down. That's a hard shell.
Provide some aeration or provide whatever.
I'd bury them. I mean, mix them in well with the compost.
So cashew shells are rich in nutrients such as nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and can be used.
And pistachio shells too, I assume.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The shells are rich in a lot of different elements. So, yeah, it's probably a good idea to do that if you don't want to crack them open and eat them.
And there are pistachio trees that they don't bear the fruit here.
I'm losing you all.
Okay, I'm not sure why. Maybe you're losing. Maybe you can't hear Nelsa as well.
Better now.
And yeah. That,
also, could you throw Craig Lahunia an email address? I missed that last week. I couldn't. Greg was it Lahulio?
Craig Lahulier. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't quite get to that whole email address. Could you throw that at me?
Yeah, I don't have it right off the top of my head. I'll if you keep listening, I'll give it.
Okay.
And by the way, Carl, as I said a moment ago, if you haven't gotten his book, Epic Tomatoes, it is the most interesting, beautifully done book with wonderful, wonderful pictures of tomatoes, and it's just a magnificent book to have.
Yeah, I was going to explore all that with him. You know, he said you could ask a question or something once in a while. My tomatoes, I've had a tough year. That heat, that super strong heat, yeah. These seem like they go so far, and then they say, the heck with it, I'm shutting down. My Cherokee Purple is still going fine, but most of the rest of them gave up the ghost.
Nelson and I just talked about that. I've got the same problem. Mine crack open, Carl.
Well, I've heard, I thought I heard on this program, you take and pick them 1 or 2 or 3 days early when they get some color but not full red. It's when they get full ripe is when they get hot and they'll split.
Yeah.
Automatically.
Even picking them green, they're going to turn, and that'll help keep some of the other. I get those little thumpers, what they call them, the leaf-footed pest that, they get on them, they thump them, and that's what causes those little spots. So I've just been picking them green, and again, they turn pretty quick.
I have to have some color on them.
Carl, it's Craig, Craig, at CraigLahulier.com.
Okay.
Craig, that's Craig.
Uh huh.
At CraigLahulier.com. And Lahulier, or Lahulier, is LEHOULLIER.com. Or you could just Google it and go to CraigLahulier.com/contact, and there's a page where you fill out your name and so forth, and you can, I guess, contact him.
Craig at CraigLahulier.com.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll throw that in there.
All right. See if he's got any need for pistachios. I'm sure he's got a compost pile.
Yeah, I would think nutshells of any type would be fine as long as it doesn't draw a special one.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Carl, is your Cherokee Purple big as usual?
I'm sorry?
Is your Cherokee Purple as big as usual?
Oh, yes, big. I had a raised bed in this one area. I have four plants about 4 feet apart. They've had a nice little spot there. Nice big. I've never had better. And the other ones that I had, Black Prim and Brandywine, I had in 7 to 8 gallon containers, they were doing real well growing such, but they got added up from the heat, and they finally said, I'm out of here, and they just started shutting down. So that brings me, so most of these, or some of these, had nice big tomatoes on them, I'm leaving, even though the plant and leaves are shut down, the stem is still such and such. I've left leaving the tomatoes on the vine until they get some color and then pulling them off, even though there's not much left of the vine. How's that sound?
I would just go ahead and pull the tomatoes. It doesn't matter if they're green. You don't have to have color in it. And like I say, that'll prevent other pests from getting on it. But because sometimes, you know, if you don't have the foliage in the tomato or the fruit itself is exposed, I mean, you can get some sun scald, especially, you know, water gets on it and then the sun hits it. And I mean, it can burn it, burn a hole in it.
Yeah, it means I haven't had that problem, but I like to have some color on them, and then they are mature enough, I feel. Anyhow, different such. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling us, Carl.
Okay.
Yeah, have a nice day.
My container tomatoes did better than the ones in the field.
Well, Carl,
that's
7 or 8 gallons. That's not a very big container. I asked Craig about this last week. The tomatoes I've got in my smaller containers grew tall, and I can't account for that. I topped them, Nelsa.
Okay.
That's hard for me to do.
Me too.
You top your tobacco too?
I remember topping that tobacco. Woo! Yes, sirree.
Steve is in Garner. Steve?
Well, actually, we're on the road on the way to Greensboro.
All right.
But we had 22 in bloom today.
Oh, wow. From almost 400, huh?
Well, 379, yeah, was the peak.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
But this rain has been wonderful.
Yeah, thank goodness for it.
It rained on and off. It didn't rain hard yesterday. It rained steady.
I know. Rufus and I took a little road trip and went to Pittsburgh to eat at S&T's, and it rained while we were in the car. We got out, it was not raining, got back in the car, and started raining again. So we, you know, got Rufus home, and it wasn't raining.
Yeah.
It was nice. We didn't get wet.
I ran into rain here and there.
Yeah.
It was in waves.
Right. I didn't run into any hard rain. It was, steady.
Yep. It was a good soaking rain.
What are you doing in Greensboro, Steve?
We're going to my mom's house and finish unloading stuff out of the... We're still cleaning our house out.
Right.
Okay, yeah. I thought maybe you're going to some garden show.
You're very weak. Are you guys on a remote?
No, we're just weak. It's been tough.
Been a tough week.
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah. Our next meeting is the second Sunday in August at the J.C. Ralston Arboretum at 2 p.m.
Hey, do you know how Raymond and Wanda Quinn are doing?
Well, they're still with us.
I can't get a hold of her. I texted her the other night. So.
She's our club president. I don't know. Usually she's pretty...
Well, since she's president, maybe she doesn't accept calls anymore.
They
got the big head.
Her mom passed away recently.
Oh, okay. Well, she's busy.
Yeah.
She may have been busy.
So that's the 11th of August.
Right.
Yeah.
At 2 p.m.
All right. J.C. Ralston Arboretum.
If you want to know the speakers and the agenda, it's on our website. Just type in Raleigh Daylily Club in your search engine, and it'll come up.
Okay, Steve. We all have a safe trip to Greensboro.
Well, we'll be listening to you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Take care. Okay. Bye. All right. Phil is with us. Phil, good morning. You're on WPTF.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have a good Zoysia fescue blend lawn, but unfortunately my yard is surrounded by vacant lots that have stilt grass that's uncontrolled and it's coming into my lawn, and I'm just wondering what the best way to control it is.
So you have fescue in one area and zoysia in the area that has more sun, probably.
No, actually, I mix them. I used to overseed with ryegrass just to have some green grass in the winter.
Uh-huh.
But there was one year where I couldn't get the ryegrass, so I just used fescue instead. And I discovered that in May and June, my lawn was much nicer looking than it was with just overseeding with ryegrass. So they're actually blended together.
Oh. Oh, that's interesting. Well, it looks like the Zoya Georgia would kind of crowd it out.
It probably does by August.
Oh, so you're still planting it every year, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Phil, on your stilt grass question, I'm going to leave that to Nelson, because the only thing I know to do in certain areas, only thing I've known to do is use Roundup. Obviously, you're going to kill everything coming and going, and so Mike and Nelson can tell you I have Mike calls it a colonial yard.
Well, I have the same thing.
I've gotten to where I just have to mow it down. I know you're not going to accept that and shouldn't, but I don't know anything else to do except Roundup. Do you, Nelson?
There are some other herbicides that tend to tackle the stilt grass, Japanese stilt grass, a little more effective, but also considering this time of year, the stilt grass is mature, so it's extremely hard to control, and the little seeds are just going to fly everywhere. So typically, you know, if you know the signs, I mean, you can Google it, you know, the signs of what it looks like when it's starting to germinate and come up in mid or late May or early June, that's when you really want to tackle it before it has that opportunity to form those little seed pods. But at this time of year, that pretty much is about the only way you can tackle it is with a herbicide control. You can try, doses of the glyphosate, the Roundup, but there are other herbicide chemicals that may be a little more effective this time of year. I think one of them is clethodim. It's like clethodim, or cethoxadim. So looking for herbicides that are targeting that particular weed problem.
Now, are they chemicals that a homeowner could use, or that you need somebody with a chemical license?
I believe that there are some over-the-counter products specifically for that.
Okay.
So, you know, most of your local garden centers are going to – I didn't look when I was at Logan's Garden Hut the other day, but, you can even go to the NC State turf files or just the NC State information and inquire more about specifically Japanese stilt grass, and it'll probably give you a list of names and hopefully the trade names as well.
Yeah, there is an extension publication online, Japanese stilt grass identification and management.
That's yeah.
And it's very detailed. So if you want to sit down and read that, it would give you a little more information.
Okay, I'll take a look at that. Thank you.
Yeah, just Google Japanese stilt grass in North Carolina, and you'll find that that's one of the things that comes up.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very, very much. A great question, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people deal with stilt grass.
Yep.
The Whip. Whip Senior is with us this morning. Whip Junior may be on duty today. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
The Whip.
Good morning.
Hello, Whip.
Lash, how are you today, sir? We're doing all right. How about you?
All right. The Whip Junior is off today.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Good. Time to play.
And off.
All right.
Japanese stilt grass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what. Rufus and I talked about this a couple of years ago. That stuff grows like mad.
It does.
It'll over your yard if you don't watch it.
It mm-hmm. sure will.
Yeah. Yeah, but, it's not good.
I have been enjoying some good old tomato sandwiches. I love this Cherokee purple tomato.
So good.
Yeah, Craig LaHoulier brought that back into existence, basically, and helped develop it as to what we know today.
I read somewhere that it's the most popular tomato in America now, Nelson.
Wow.
I read that. That's amazing.
And you know,
yeah, it's I like it better than I do the German Johnson.
Oh wow! I love me some Germans.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Good old Duke's mayonnaise on there, about a half inch of mayonnaise.
Yeah. Now, what did you think? Did you hear me talk about, I saw on Facebook a photograph of Duke's mayonnaise jar, a big one, had a straw in it. What do you think about that, Whip?
Hey, now I make a combo that people look at me and say, how in the world do you eat it? But don't knock it till you try it. Peanut butter and mayonnaise tomato sandwich.
Ah, well, I do that with... there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Now, I don't know about the tomato, but I do peanut butter, banana, and mayonnaise. I love it. The best dessert in the world, but I've never tried a tomato.
Try a tomato. You'll like it.
Well, well.
I like tomato on my egg sandwiches for breakfast.
Oh, I do, too. Slice I like of tomato egg. On anything.
Slice of tomato. Not a slice of egg. Slice of tomato on my egg. Yum, yum.
I like to cut it up and put it in cottage cheese and put salt and pepper on it.
That sounds good.
But I want to run something by everybody. I know this is a garden show. But I've known Rufus Edmonston for almost 50 years now. He is a man that's got a heart of gold. Folks, if you've never known him or been with him, he'd give you the shirt off his back.
Amen.
He's one of the most giving people I've ever known in my life. And it's been a joy and a reward to me and my family to have been with him all these years. But Rufus has a thing. Last week was Rufus's 83rd birthday.
Right.
And instead of giving him a Rolls Royce or a Lamborghini or a Maserati, he has a favorite thing that he does every year. It's called Super Kids.
Yeah.
And these two know all about that, Lash.
Can't afford to go to school. I'm going to ask everybody that's listening to this program, if you don't donate but $20, send Rufus some money. Send him a check, Foundation for Good Business, or make it out to Rufus Edmonston Super Kids. Send it to his office address or send it to the radio station, and he'll get it. But let's see if we can't raise about $5,000 within the next week for Rufus's Super Kids.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, my. What a great testimony, Whip. I don't deserve all that praise, but it's...
Yes, you do, too.
Yeah, you're a good man.
You tell me not to be modest. Don't you be modest.
We've disagreed on some stuff, but we've never had an argument. And that says a lot for 50 years of friendship. And I'm going to tell you what, the Whip Jr. loves you like a brother. I mean, he thinks there's nothing like Rufus Edmonston.
That's the truth. There isn't.
So you guys have a great weekend. And folks, help me and let's support Super Kids for Rufus. Give him... That's his birthday present. Send him $100.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's break it. Let's show him how much we love him.
That's right.
Sounds you guys like have a great weekend.
You too, Whip. Love thanks for calling. Bye.
See you.
Good Bye. Timing, too. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Yeah, I did not prompt that, by the way.
No, you didn't.
White lightning.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rufus. Happy birthday to you.
That's fantastic.
How about that?
Bass. Wow. A little professional help can just do wonders.
I know. It certainly can. Well, it gets you on key for one thing.
Thank you very much. I've decided to have another one next year.
Good. Good. I'm all for that. Do I hear a second?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. Which reminds me, we were mentioning our dear friend, Mr. Representative Howard Penny from Harnett County. He was at this little gathering the other night.
Agronomist, state representative, farmer.
A great farmer. He listens to us quite often.
Yes, sir.
And hello there, Representative.
Yeah,
Penny.
Good morning, Representative.
You're a good man. And by the way, thank you for that generous donation to the Super Kids that the Whip mentioned a moment ago.
Yeah, how nice of the Whip to do that, and certainly Representative Penny. All right, 919-860-9783. We're going to take some time out to talk to the folks at the Farmers Market in Raleigh, and the manager is one Monica Wood from the lovely county of Johnston.
Banson. That is
from Banson.
Banson.
And that, I tell you, it's growing by leaps and bounds. Mm-hmm. It's getting hard to get up here, isn't it, Monica?
It is a little bit tricky some days, especially with all the construction on 40, but with those improvements.
Yeah, boy.
Once they get them finished, hopefully it'll be much better.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that's a mammoth job that they have, roads out there that they've created. But it's good.
Yes.
Get us to the beach. Get us to the beach faster.
There you go. Or to the farmer's market if you're headed this way.
That's right.
I have to tell you, Monica, it's kind of become one of my new rituals. I just try to go out at least once a week now, sometimes twice a week, but I just love going out to our farmer's market.
And, me too.
Just makes me smile.
Me three.
Fragrance this time of year with all of the vegetables.
I love watching. Yeah. I love looking at the produce. And my mom and I have been going to all kinds of little farm stands and it's just been a lot
of fun.
Yeah, it is.
I've had some good butter beans and peas, Monica. Whew.
Yes, butter beans and peas are definitely in, I guess you could say, their peak season right now, as well as sweet corn and tomatoes, squash, cucumbers, all the summer crops are at peak right now, and it's a good time if you're looking to freeze or can. It's definitely a great time to come out and get those. I was admiring some beautiful Cannon tomatoes earlier. We have lots of those right now as well. And we also have, you were talking about Craig LaHulia earlier, so many different varieties of tomatoes that we have here. Heirlooms galore. We have all sorts of cherry tomatoes and grape tomatoes. And if you'd like trying different things, you can definitely do that by shopping at the market. In addition to those tomatoes, there's the same plethora of peppers, every kind of pepper you can
possibly
imagine. Oh,
so cool to look at. Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you, this week I had Melissa bought several different things. See, she was going out of town. She's been away all week at the beach. And so I've been there by myself, and I wanted some butter beans and peas and things that I could cook. Use a pressure cooker because, we don't have a lot of time. We can't have them cook all day like my mama used to do with Fatback. I mean, cook them all day long. But apparently we have two different pressure cookers. Hmm. And what did Mike do? He got the tops and bottoms mixed up.
Oh man, you saw that explosion.
We did. So I'm
oh, my goodness.
So I'm sitting there and I said, "Man, that is really steaming." And I back away, and it was a good thing I did, cuz that thing exploded. The top didn't come off, but it popped enough that it came off of the stove onto the floor.
Oh my goodness.
Burnt my legs a little bit, but not enough to matter. I mean, it didn't hurt that bad. So I spent, when I should have been sleeping, I spent the rest of the time cleaning up the kitchen.
Oh my goodness.
Good Lord.
Got it cleaned up. And I ate, and those butter beans, most of them were intact. I ate every one of those butter beans. They were perfect. It was a perfect texture. But I would recommend that you make sure, and I cook some later on in the week. I cook more with the right setup. I got everything matched.
Man, that was dangerous.
Be careful. Yeah. Well, I do dumb stuff like that all the time, especially when Melissa's gone.
She can't leave you alone at all.
I know. Right. I've told her that. But these are the things that happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
I smashed my finger too. I did all kinds of stuff. You know, and still had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was terrible. Yeah. So I just wanted to share that as a little safety public service announcement.
I've gotten some great cantaloupes out in Monica, out at our state farmers market, and watermelons and peaches. Oh,
I'm not going to use a knife after that.
You better not.
Might get a digit mixed in with a cantaloupe.
Oh, no.
next time Melissa goes out of town, she's going to have to cut her fruits and vegetables. Maybe have some cooked.
Well,
the microwave.
She did everything. I'm a pretty good cook. I like to cook, but I don't know. It's
the best warning I've ever had to not be around you in the kitchen.
Well, just make sure I get everything. pressure cookers are kind of dangerous things anyway, like grills,
Yeah.
Lighting grills. That's so, be safe. Think before you cook those butter beans.
Double check. Always double check things, I guess.
If you say, that doesn't quite fit, but I'm going with it anyway.
Now, if you'd put some kale in there and got rid of that kale that way, that'd been fine with me.
I don't want kale all over the kitchen.
Oh, kale.
Well, I just thought I'd share that. You would appreciate that, Monica.
Yes. Well, those things happen. So, there's always, like I said, you always have to double check and just be safe when you're in the kitchen doing all these things.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've got a lot of people that are canning now. So
yeah.
It's always good to be safe when you're doing it. And, Nelson mentioned those watermelons, and I don't know if everybody's tried the yellow watermelon or the orange watermelon, so we have those in addition to your regular traditional red-meated watermelon, and they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
They taste really good. If you're doing maybe having a party or doing a fruit tray, they definitely add a splash of color. So, again, that's one of those things of coming to the market. You can get all sorts of different varieties, and we have seeded watermelons, we have seedless watermelons, and we have some of the small little personal size ones, and we have some really big ones. So all different shapes and sizes, well, maybe not shapes, but all different sizes of watermelons and varieties. And eggplant is something else that amazes me at all the different varieties of eggplants. I actually was watching some chefs yesterday. They were out here shopping, and they were going for some of those very unique things that some of our farmers had. So if you're looking to maybe try something new, it's definitely a good place to come and shop and support our local farmers and be able to get those different varieties and see all the different things you can grow, all the colors that are out there. It's a beautiful time to come out to the market for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, it's and you got plants out there?
We do. And speaking of beautiful, they are some of the most gorgeous perennial hibiscus that are available right now that are in bloom. So many different varieties of those. There's some variegated ones. And those things, a lot of times say they have dinner plate size blooms. And they definitely do. They're huge. And there's some daylilies. We have some crepe myrtles. A lot of this summer perennials that are in bloom right now, so you can sort of see what you're getting and see the colors really well. And we do still have a few hanging baskets and potted plants. If you're looking something to maybe add some color to your patio, you can still get that. We have house plants, succulents, and some fruit trees still available as well. So if you're looking to maybe get out and play in the dirt a little bit, you can definitely come out and shop around the market and find some beautiful plants to add to your landscape right now. And I don't want to forget the peaches. Right now is also peach season for sure. We have a great selection. I was eating some of those last night, and they were delicious. And peaches. I saw. Have you guys tried the donut peaches?
We've had discussions about that.
Oh yeah, I had my first encounter with them about a month ago. I was in Wilkes County with my friend Carl White, who's doing a TV documentary on me, and he pulled out something and said, "Try this." I said, "Well, who stepped on that peach?" And he said, "No, that's a donut peach," and I had never seen it, and it was delicious. But he said they don't keep as well. Is that true?
Yeah, I don't know about that part, but I could probably see that they may not. But they are very unique, and they have a good flavor. And some of our farmers have those available right now. I saw them down here yesterday afternoon, as well as plums. We're seeing some plums coming in now as well, and a few white peaches popping up if you love the white ones, and just so many different varieties. And there was some the other day, and I was going to take a picture to post on our Facebook, and I never got back down here to do it. I was going to bring a softball, and I know those peaches had to be right at softball size. Huge variety. I can't remember which variety it was at the moment, but absolutely gorgeous and delicious as well, and just huge.
Well, Monica, speaking of the donut peaches, if you like to eat peaches like I do, I take one skin and all and eat it like an apple. Well, those donut peaches are easier to eat without dripping it all over you. And I highly advise somebody, just for the kicks of it, I saw them out there yesterday. Go ahead and try a couple of those donut peaches. It's just, you can fool all your friends with it.
Does anybody have any of the Ridgeway cantaloupes out there?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have to check on that to see. I want to say that I have seen Ridgeway, but I would have to check for sure, Nelson. I don't know.
A couple of my friends did the cantaloupe 5K in Ridgeway.
That's
out towards Carlisle.
It's up,
maybe?
It's up, yeah, it's up near Warrington.
Yeah.
Just off 85.
So I think that'd be cool. I haven't tried one. I know you guys have talked about it on
our
radio
Craig
several times.
Craig of the Embers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Big John goes up there every once in a while.
Yeah.
That's this time of year.
Big John, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
So, the market shops up there, they have coffee and that 321 coffee. Wow.
Yeah, I noticed they had a National Hot Dog Day the other day, Monica, and I was somewhere where I couldn't get to the farmer's market for the Rufus dog, and I hope somebody had a Rufus dog on National Hot Dog Day.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sure they did, and we talked about it a little bit through our Facebook post up at the Market Grill with the National Hot Dog Day, and we're definitely inviting everybody to come out and enjoy one. But I tell you, every day is a good day to have a Rufus dog, right?
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Hear, hear.
Yeah.
So they really come out, and Dee was telling me the other day, who owns and runs the little grill there, she was telling me that she had someone that came up, and they were wanting a copy of the sign that she has made with your picture on it, Rufus, with the dog. And she said that the person was wanting to know if they could get a copy of it. I said, well, you're just going to have to
come
off, I guess.
I think that needs to be autographed, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's what I mean,
if they're going to go to that trouble.
Yes.
I want to.
Maybe they want target practice.
Monica, if you don't mind, I want to. Jason, can we get. I believe this is Representative Penny who's on the line. Can we get Representative Howard Penny on the line? It's Howard from Harnett County, so I assume it's Representative Penny. Can we get them on the line together? Representative Penny, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I appreciate you calling. We've got Monica Wood, who's a manager at State Farmers Market in Raleigh, on with us, and the whole crew here this morning.
Yes, sir, Representative Penny. Great to see you the other night at that little party with Elvis.
Oh, absolutely. I just wanted to confirm, you mentioned my name, that I was probably listening. Well, you can go ahead and rest assured, good Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I'm listening to you guys every Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
well,
fantastic.
That is so nice.
Seldom call in, but I just wanted to confirm that a card-carrying member of the Wake County Chitlin Club.
It gives me cold chills, Representative Penny.
I enjoyed visiting.
So honored to be at Rufus's celebration the other night. It was it was a sight to behold at a very memorable occasion, especially when Elvis came out and Elvis, Elvis was singing a duet.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we saw a little bit. I couldn't make it, but Nelson recorded it, and I saw a little bit of that.
Yes. Well,
Howard, I think I stumped him a little bit on Amazing Grace. I knew more verses than he did.
Yeah. It was all good, and I was so honored to meet Nelson. I've heard listened to her on the Weekend Gardener for years now, and I have seen her over the years, but it's the first time I've ever had the privilege and honor of actually meeting and talking to her, and that also was a highlight.
Wonderful.
Well, you as well, and I enjoyed talking cattle with you.
Right.
Well, have you ever met Monica, Representative Penny?
No, I do not. I'll admit I go to the farmer's market very seldom, other than the restaurant to eat breakfast with them at a breakfast meeting. So.
Yeah, absolutely. A great place to have a breakfast meeting.
As y'all well know, I guess Rufus probably remembers, I spent 50 years serving the agricultural industry in North and South Carolina, Virginia. So I'm a farm boy, fourth generation, that comes home to the farm every night. So agriculture is near and dear to my heart.
Well, Monica, say hello to Representative Howard Penny.
Yes, hello. And sometime when you're out, you'll have to let me know, and I'll have to run down and meet and greet with you for a few minutes.
Oh, absolutely, because I have decided between the deer eating my garden and the monies it takes and the droughts and everything else, it's going to be a lot cheaper for Howard to go to the state farmer's
market. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Bring them home.
Representative, Representative Penny, have you ever seen a corn crop like this, the conditions that we have this year?
Well, you know, I'm kind of like the honorable, the great one. I've been on the planet for a lot of years, and I spent, obviously, 50 years in agriculture. So, yes, I have seen the severe droughts. This one has caught us by surprise because we started off with a great spring. Crops flourished, you know, and when it cut off, it just cut off. And one of the things we always had in agriculture, if we didn't get rain the last week in June and the first week in July, we were not going to have a good corn crop. And it was not from the lack of moisture as it much was from the heat indices screwing up the pollination process. And, that was that perfect storm. Now, I've seen some corn that was planted extremely late that's actually tasseling and silky and looks pretty good. But generally speaking, the corn crop is, I'm not going to say completely lost, but it's greatly diminished in particularly eastern North Carolina this year.
Wow. Other crops affected? Soybeans?
Well, actually, the soybeans were not so far along that it was affecting them. They look pretty good. Cotton looks fantastic. Of course, cotton's pretty much a dry weather crop. It can survive. But the hay crops, I got a text yesterday because I've got cattle and I have coastal Bermuda hay that the fall army worms have attacked the hay fields, and so they will, you know, they eat 24/7, so people are having to spray hay fields.
I did not know that.
They will move into the soybeans. You know, they like anything green, and they call them army because they just keep right on marching, and they'll consume everything in their sight.
I did not know that they would get into to hay.
Yeah, that's not good. So how do
listen to you guys.
So it's an honor to talk to you, and wonderful that you listen, and we appreciate it so much.
Yeah, and I got to put a plug in for the Super Kids. That's a great organization. I am so glad I got introduced to that a few years ago and been able to participate. But like the man said, don't get limited by the size of your check. Just send plenty of money and send to Super Kids. I actually have a young lady who's an intern in my office in the short session, and she is a recipient of the Super Kids help, and she's actually over at UNC, done a great job, and she's been working for me this summer, and just can't say enough good things about
her. Yep, she's fabulous. She's just fabulous, and this young lady has overcome so many adversities, and that's part of the Super Kid program, that it has to be a kid that's overcome some kind of adversity, and this young lady has really, as you know, Representative Penny, overcome some serious, severe bouts of adversity. And so I'm very proud of her, too.
Absolutely. And she's going to go, she was in dually immersed in high school and community college, and she's at UNC Chapel Hill now. And she's actually going to graduate, I think, December of 25. And she just started this past year. So extremely smart young lady, just like you said, just didn't let life's adversities hold her back. Smart,
absolutely.
Smart young lady. And she wants to come to the legislature one day, and I'll be her chief advocate.
Amen. Absolutely. I pledge her a contribution right now to help her.
Absolutely.
Well, Representative Penny, thank you so much for taking the time to call us.
Oh, absolutely. You guys keep up the good work.
Thank you. Please call us again.
Will do.
Thank you. All right. Representative Howard Fine Penny man. Of Fine Harnett man. County. He is a grand person. Monica, we up in the market shops this morning, bread, cakes, pies.
Definitely.
Rufus dogs.
Yes, and, you know, all the meats and cheeses, dairy products, and just so much more. You can grab a cone of ice cream or a fresh-squeezed orangeade while you're out walking around, and it is a beautiful morning to come out. It's kind of cooler this morning, of course, than what we've been seeing the weather, and the folks are really coming out. So maybe grab your family and come on out and have breakfast and walk around and support all of our local farmers.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm telling you, if you can't get to the beach, go get some of Kemp's seafood. It's so good.
Yes.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
It is.
Love me some seafood.
We have a lot of folks that stop here when they're on the way to the beach or coming home from the beach. I have people tell me that all the time, that this is one of their stops.
He's got everything but frog legs.
There you go.
Yeah.
And delicious seafood. Yeah.
And so are frog legs, too. Think of it. Read my book.
As they don't jump out of your mouth.
Read my book, and you can learn all about frog gigging.
That's right. How many times did you stab yourself in the foot?
Oh, Lordy, don't even think about it. I was the gunny sack guy holding the bag.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it wasn't all in my leg. He got stabbed. I got in the rear a couple times.
Oh, well, how about that? Hey. That was not intentional. Monica, we're running out of time. You want to hang on, or you want to say bye? You probably are busy.
I'm good either way. I want to invite everybody to come out and remind everybody we are open 7 days a week with a great variety every day.
All right.
When's your watermelon eating contest?
Yeah. About 20 seconds.
Watermelon Day on August 9th. We'll have the largest watermelon contest, free watermelon slices, so mark your calendar.
All right.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Miss Monica. Enjoyed talking to you as always this morning.
Yes, have a great one. Everybody take care.
Take care, Monica. Bye-bye.
Monica Wood at State Farmers Market. She's the manager. We'll be back.